Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Gonna ease into a big weekend here. We got some high school sports rolling. Feeling good about that. You know what else we got? Oh, yeah, Buckeyes tomorrow. They'll take out Rutgers at noon. And then, of course, the eyes of the world will be on Las Vegas to see Shedeur Sanders get his first start for your Cleveland Browns against the Raiders. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Baskin and Phelps. My name is Andy Baskin. Jeff is off today. Dan Menigan is in. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm well. The whole Shedeur Sanders hitting Vegas thing kind of checks out, too, doesn't it?
The fact that his first game is in Vegas, you find that historic, or how do you find that?
I find it interesting. I find it's one of those, like, I don't know if fate is the right term or anything like that, but just one of those cosmic coincidences. We'll call it that way. Here's the home of entertainment. Place of legacies, a place of, I mean, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. You've got Bruno Mars doing residencies. You got Adele doing residencies. It's all about entertainment.
Yes.
And here comes in one of the most entertaining players in all of football that everyone has been dying to see to set up for a residency in Las Vegas.
Oh, we're trading him to Vegas?
I don't know.
We made a mistake. I thought Pickett went there already.
We'll ask who's joining us at noon.
Oh, that is a good point.
That's a good point. We did set Kenny Pickett.
You know who is going to join us at noon? Amy Trask, CBS Sports, former CEO of the Raiders. She's got a podcast, What the Football?
One of our favorite people.
Yes, she is. Brian Anderson's going to join us at 11:20. Tim May, 12:40, to talk some Buckeyes as he does each and every. Make sure you check out his podcast, Tim May Show with Clay Hall. All right, so I had an epiphany yesterday. Help me out with this, all right?
Okay.
So
I'm usually not good at this, but
this is not bad.
Okay.
Alex Wright yesterday, right? Like yes. Right towards the end of our show, signs an extension, right? 3 years, 3 years, $33 million.
Correct.
21.3 guaranteed. This year he's got what, 9 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 1 forced fumble. And then I started saying to myself, if they're going to extend him, who's extending him? And then I was like, well, Andrew Berry's extending him. Is he not?
That is correct.
So if Andrew Berry is extending contracts for players who are currently on the team, should Andrew Berry feel good about the fact that he bought his house rather than rented it? Does it mean he's here? Does it mean he's going to stay for a while? Because why would you let a general manager work out deals for you in the future if you didn't think he was going to be staying around? That was my epiphany.
Especially if you're going to be mildly cash-strapped to begin with because of all the money you kicked down the road for various players. Why would you want to shorten that amount of money for the next GM that's going to come in here, if there is a next GM that's going
to come in here? Did we get some kind of sign?
I think we
from
did.
The Haslam Sports Group yesterday by the fact that Alex Wright, it's not about Alex Wright extension. It may have been Andrew Berry's extension that we were secretly seeing into the fabric of this organization. And are you okay with that? Are you glad with it that Andrew Berry extended Alex Wright? But do you also see it the way I do, where I'm kind of sitting here looking at the big picture going, if I had a general manager and I was thinking about letting him go at the end of the year, I got news. I don't think I'm extending contracts. I'll wait till the season's over and let my new GM do that. And you can do that in relatively quick time. So if they're extending contracts like Alex Wright, does that mean Andrew Berry's here for a while? And how does that make you feel about the future of this team, because if Andrew's here, what does that mean about Kevin? I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on. Just one little simple story, but sometimes it's a simple story that tells you the entire book.
It's fascinating in that regard. I think it tells you Andrew Berry is coming back.
As I think much it does
as it
too.
Makes, as much as it makes a lot of people not feel, you know, queasy about that statement, I think it tells you Andrew Berry is coming back. I think it tells you that this season might be more planned out than we all thought. And the fact that this rookie class has been as good as it has been, I think may have saved Andrew Berry in a way that Jimmy Haslam would give him the nod and say, yeah, you can sign Alex Wright to that extension and make him a top 40 paid pass rusher in the league. I think we did the count of yesterday. It was like 34 or 35 somewhere there. He'll be paid next season. And so, and he's a really good player, and you should pay him. He's been great on the other side of Myles Garrett. He's been awesome in the run this season. According to our friends at Sumer Sports, 9 tackles for loss this season through week 12. So we'll see if that gets higher and higher. But he's been awesome in the run. He's a good player. He seems like somebody you want to build around. He's younger than you think, too, which also makes a big difference. I think it also, again, exactly what you laid out. I think it tells you Andrew Berry is staying, that he's done enough to get the job done. Now, is Kevin Stefanski staying? Is Tommy Reese staying? Is Jim Schwartz staying? Is Bubba Ventrone staying? Now, that is a different conversation. But I think we're starting to get through this contract a little bit of clarity of what they're thinking, that this year may have been what we thought it was in April.
I mean, there are fans here that would be ecstatic if Jim Schwartz was the head coach right now.
Yes.
They would be ecstatic.
Even though I don't think they remember Jim Schwartz, the head coach in
Doesn't matter.
Detroit.
It's redemption. It'd be redemption for him. That's, wouldn't it?
That's lovely.
That's what this league's all about. Failing the first time as a head coach. It seems that way, doesn't it? How many coaches have had decent success or no success somewhere and then come back and gone somewhere else? It happens all the time. It happens all the time.
It happens sometimes.
Especially for a league with only 32 jobs.
It happens sometimes.
Well,
all the time is pushing it.
It happens more often than you would think. Do you want me to go through the list of NFL coaches right now?
I mean, so Andy Reid, everyone will circle. You could say Bill Belichick. You could toss Pete Carroll in there, too, if you would like.
Mike Tomlin was nowhere.
He was just a special teams coach.
I know. I'm just kind of.
Harbaugh was special teams coach as well.
I'm getting old, man. You got to give me a second to Google to make sure I'm on the right page. Yeah. Well.
Is it bad I could do this off the top of my head? By the way, finding my keys in the morning is a 10-minute endeavor, but I could do this off the top of my
head. Zach Taylor will be better at his next job. Brian's dad, right? Brian Schottenheimer. It's in the family to come back and figure out somewhere else. Sean Payton. Okay. Can we give him a little redemption tour?
Is it a redemption when you won a Super Bowl with the Saints?
Yeah, because you're not there anymore, and now you end up with another team. If you end up coming back to another team, it's redemption.
He's the one who said, I'm done for a little while, too. I can't call that redemption. Not to mention he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet.
I know, but he's doing great this year.
Sure.
Give him a little bit of credit.
I don't think you can. I can't call
people. How about Vrabes?
I can't call that a redemption.
I mean, we're talking. Okay, even
Vrabel, I can't call a redemption either because he was really good.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You don't think Vrabel feels vindicated that his team has 9 wins right now?
Yeah, vindicated is not redemption.
All right,
let's
call it the vindication tour. How's that sound?
Well, all right.
If Taylor Swift was going on tour, she would call this the vindication tour.
Now we're buying ice cream for kids with bees.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's what you're lowering the bar. You're saying we started redemption. Now we're at vindication. We've lowered the bar.
Kyle Shanahan easily could have been the head coach here if they would have just made the right decision.
They would have fell asleep during that PowerPoint like you typically should during a PowerPoint?
I'm just saying.
If Jimmy Haslam would have taken a nap during a PowerPoint like a normal person, Kyle Shanahan would still be here.
I'm just saying. Dan Quinn?
If you would have turned on the overhead projector, you would have.
Is Dan Quinn on the...
Made a Super Bowl with the Falcons.
I understand, but now he's somewhere else. You're missing the point.
That's not redemption.
It's vindication. Come on. You don't think that's vindication? You get a chance to... Meanwhile, we're talking about guys that have had jobs on multiple teams, even if you want to lower the bar all the way to the bottom.
Right.
Okay? That's my point.
Yeah, well, it was initially that they were better in their second location than they were in their first.
Within 4 or 5 years, we'll see Kevin Stefanski in the Super Bowl. It just won't be with the Browns.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I am calling that right now. I'm calling that right now. That this whole thing this year is
Louis,
just...
Louis, put down your trumpet. Start singing again.
I just feel like someone has just ripped the soul out of that man's heart.
Ooh, buddy.
Right? You're not with me on this. Sorry.
No, I'm not predicting Kevin Stefanski making a Super Bowl in 5 years. That's a level of self-loathing the Smiths never hit.
I've never heard a group that ever could talk about the most dreadful topics and make him cheery.
Yeah.
Girlfriend in a coma? I mean, does it get any better than that?
Listen, I can't even believe you already threw that out there. We're like 15 minutes into the show. Oh, Kevin Stefanski, we're going to be in the Super Bowl.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that this league is based on coaches that get to boomerang. Is that better? Is that a better word for you?
Sure. You're allowed to have a second chance. Now, the level of success is a different story. Especially when you really weren't successful the first time around. It becomes very hard.
Can we read between the lines on this? Is this a vote of confidence, I guess? Is that the best way to put it, Dan? A vote of confidence for Andrew Berry that Alex right now got a contract extension yesterday, that he'll be here to fulfill and see that, at least see, I would hope to see the whole three-year deal, but maybe less, who knows, that Alex Wright got a three-year, $33 million extension, $21.3 million, guaranteed. Is that a vote of confidence?
I can't see why it isn't.
I think it is, too.
Why would you want to have somebody hand out a contract extension to a cash-strapped team if you're going to turn around and fire him anyway? Wouldn't you then just wait for the next guy to come in to hand out that contract? I mean, if you're going to fire, especially if, let's say, you're firing these guys on Black Monday, which is typically how this goes. What is it, the first weekend or the first Monday of January? The first or second Monday of January this year.
Right.
If you're going to fire him anyway, that guy can make the decision to sign Alex Wright, whoever was going to come in next.
Right.
So, to me, this lines up perfectly. Like, yeah, they trust Andrew Berry to make these decisions. The only way that you could push against it would be if Jimmy Haslam was the one who went, that guy needs to stay, get a contract extension done. That's the only way that I could see it. But even then, why wouldn't you let the next general manager? Because the more decisions you let these guys make, the more willing they are to take the job that's at hand and that you're offering them if they're the ones who are calling the shots.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know that there's much of an argument here. I think that when you let a general manager do contracts that would be beyond the season that you think could be in turmoil when it's all said and done, I think this is an indication from the front office, from management, I should say, from ownership to management that, you know what, we believe in you. And if you want to sign Alex to a three-year, $33 million extension, we're behind you. And I know that didn't, you know, that's not, it's not an extravagant extension, but it's a healthy extension. You know, it's not, we're not talking about the paying him the most in the league.
Oh,
right?
Gosh, yeah.
No,
he's well compensated.
Yeah.
And
it's a good deal for everybody, I think.
He's going to be a building block for at least the next couple of years, at least the next 2 years. You know, I don't know what that contract is going to look like, if the third year is going to not have a lot of guaranteed money in it or anything like that. But at least the next 2 years, he's locked in.
I'm good with it. All right, let's see. Do you think this is a pat on the back for Andrew Berry then to make sure that he's going to be around for a while? James in East Cleveland. Hey, James, how are you?
How are you, James?
Pretty good. How y'all gentlemen doing this morning?
We're doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for taking my call. I got a little stuff I'm trying to jam pack in here real fast.
Go for it. Go for it.
Take your time. Get your point out coherently.
Thank you, sir. First, I want to say is that I like the way Andrew Berry signs these contracts. Yes, it is a vote of confidence. If you know Andrew Berry, his MO is to get in front of players' contracts before they do that big money. You saw what he did with Jerry Jeudy, signing him $20 million. You saw the same thing with Njoku's contract. And at the time, people questioned him getting that money because it was perceived that he didn't earn it yet. So Barry likes to get in front of the contract.
True.
Now, I think it's a fear in Cleveland almost of having another Belichick happening where you fire a coach, then he goes on to be great. With that being said,
that's Marty too, though. I mean, like, I always think about Marty too in that situation, but keep going. That's fine.
Probably so, but that's probably Marty a little bit before my time.
That's all right. That's all good.
And James, I can only speak for myself on this. I'm fine with it because I just think this is kind of taking its course and Kevin Stefanski's looking around and I don't know if he's lost his way. I don't know if he's tired of what he's dealing with. I don't know what is taking place here, but it just feels like it's time for him to go a different direction. And if he ends up being great somewhere, great. It's just time.
I kind of disagree with you on that. I disagree because this has always been a plan. Okay, this is why I don't think Barry or Stefanski are on the hot seat, honestly. I believe Jimmy Haslam, Barry, and Stefanski all said, I made a collective decision to sign Deshaun Watson. That is the elephant in the room. You sign this guy to this humongous contract, the guy craps out. This is going to set your any franchise back years and years, so you're trying to rebuild on the fly. I think they all made that collective decision. They all put all their chips in the basket, and they crapped out. If they do, my last thing here, if they do get rid of Stefanski or Barry, I actually want to see Brian Hartline as a head coach. Young OC, hopefully you can get these.
I mean, super, we're talking that's super young leap, OC. Yes.
That's a leap.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate y'all for taking my call.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
I'd like to see him get a head coaching gig either in college or be an OC in the league before he makes that jump. But I think the guy's really talented.
I mean, Ryan Day would be okay. I'd be all right with Ryan Day as head coach.
It's funny, I think I'd be okay with Ryan Day being the coach as well. I just don't think he'd do it. I don't know if he'd make that jump right now.
I guess the question is, if losing, I mean, they have everything.
Why would you give up the wagon? Other side? It's the same way I always felt about people rumors about Nick Saban making the leap to the NFL. It's like, guys, every day Nick Saban walks by a statue of himself going to work. You really going to leave somewhere where there's a statue built to you?
Right now, the way college football is, I think I'd much rather be a D1 head football coach than an NFL head coach. Why? Because you still have – the only difference is that – You constantly are rotating, right? But you're constantly rotating in the NFL, too. You're churning the bottom of the roster. Yeah, you might be able to get a guy to stay for more than 3 years, 4 years. But again, you're open for a 3-year, 4-year commitment from any college kid. Right now, it's like a 1 or 2 year if you've got a really, really good athlete. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, not only do you kind of control their paycheck, you can kind of control their education, you control their housing. You control their automobile. And if you lose a 5-star recruit, guess what? There's probably another one knocking on your door that wants to come. Mike Lombardi said that about North Carolina. And I thought that was that might be one of the most interesting things that Mike Lombardi's ever said. He's, you know, in the NFL, if you blow it in the draft, you had one shot.
That's
and,
true.
And you had one chance to make that pick. To try to make sure you got, otherwise you're trying to pick guys later in the draft and you're like, oh, did I get a steal? If you miss a first round draft pick in college, essentially out of high school, there's always a chance that you'll find an equal to or better than first round draft pick if they decide to decommit or if they decide to go somewhere else. I think that's one of the smartest things Mike's ever said.
Yeah.
And I never really thought about it until he said that. But then again, we never really had to worry about it until NIL. And the transfer portal. I mean, that transfer portal, the hard part for college coaches, and this is the part I wouldn't like, is that you constantly have to recruit.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Recruit your own players. But Guess what? In the NFL, you do too, right?
A little bit less so.
You can hold out. You can demand a trade, you know.
But the best of the best are the ones that are doing that. You don't have the number three corner being the one who's holding out typically, unless that guy's really good to begin with.
All right, let's talk to Jeff in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for taking my call. Quick shout out to my daughter, St. Joseph Academy, starts their varsity basketball season today.
Woo! Go get him.
Sophomore cracked the rotation as a sophomore, so I'm excited for that.
This phone call might get us. This might get her a scholarship. You never know.
Hey, I'll keep plugging her as long as I can. If she got NIL money in the future, hey, good for her.
You know? There you go. Yes.
So listen, you know, I did hear your revelation, and I was telling the guy, you know, when he screened my call, that I was actually thinking about that a little bit after Carmen and Lima's show this morning, and you did hit it. I don't think Barry's going anywhere, and what I find so interesting, and this is a quick little story, is I grew up in Brecksville, and I moved out here like 10 years ago with my family. We had to find a new church. So I find this new church. 5 years ago, I look up, and a new member, Andrew Berry, walks in the door.
Uh-oh.
You know how hard it is for me every day, every week when I see him at church or every other week, not to be like, hey, man, what the hell is going on? You know, like, I want to ask.
Well, do me a favor. Do not say it like that in church. I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just being funny. But, like, I've got to be honest, very nice guy. He's president of our church.
He's a nice guy.
So it is strange. But I don't see them splitting this up. It would be so strange for them to keep Barry and dump Stefanski, right? Because Mary Kay always uses a word when she describes their relationship. It kind of drives me nuts, but the word lockstep, right? So if they're in lockstep and Andrew's signing players to new deals, what makes me think that they're going to split that up, right? Like, I don't see it happening. And I told you guys the other day when I called, I'm fine with it either way. But here's the deal for me, and I'll say it again. I just want my head coach to coach the game. I don't want him calling the plays. So if that's the solution down the road, great. But I also think
that's where you are now again.
I said this too, you know, I wonder if Stefanski is realizing that Shadur could be his ticket to saving his job if things go right, too. You know,
we'll see. Jeff, thank you. We appreciate the phone. Pray a little harder. Will you please? Maybe they'll get some more wins. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. What are you going, Kevin, on me?
It kind of felt that way.
Yeah.
Are they in lockstep?
Who?
Stefanski and Bear.
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they are right now.
And I'm just looking at this in a big picture. I got to be honest.
Some of the things that have been said in those press conferences,
Andy, have been a little bit more eye-opening than you think. Do you hear those same things?
Let me ask you this. Do you want your general manager and head coach in lockstep? Let's be really honest. Do you want that? He said something interesting at the end, and I don't agree with him. I don't have a problem if head coaches call plays. It doesn't bother me. But my bigger point is that I want the head coach to worry about the execution on the field and how to beat the other team, to make sure that they're as smart about the other team as they are about their own team. That's what I want. And when we hear coaches say, I can only coach the players that I have, I get it. I mean, it sucks when you take players away from a coach. It really does, especially if they're good players.
And veterans.
But look at Stephen Vogt, right?
I want healthy conversations between my coach and my general manager.
They don't always have to agree. Right. I don't have a problem with it.
Right. But I want those conversations to take place. And I think they are. And if that, I don't want them to be, I don't want the Vulcan mind meld, right? I don't need that out of a head coach and a general manager where these two are thinking the exact same way on everything. I would instead, like, Vulcan mind meld is the wrong one. I don't want the Borg, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I don't want. I want healthy discussion between everyone. I want Bones arguing with Spock with Jim in the middle of it trying to figure it out.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
Exactly. That's what I want. I don't want the Borg.
I need more.
Because I don't think the Borg is the healthiest way to go about this, because when everybody starts agreeing with everything that's being said, no one is looking at anything from a different angle.
Rick, East Cleveland, what's up? Home of the Shaw Cardinals.
How are you, Rick?
That's right. Shaw, hi.
Real quick. My mom went there. I got to give Shaw love. My mom went there. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, real quick. First of all, something that you said. First of all, that last caller that said Stefanski, no. He's the one thing about Stefanski hasn't been coaching. He has to go. I'm looking at him as a coach. Okay. No, Stefanski. He will. Okay, now something you said.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
He will be in the Super Bowl as a what?
As a head coach.
Maybe a coordinator. He will not maybe. Be a head coach in a Super Bowl at a head coach in a Super Bowl.
And all I'll right, well, let's start. Right. Rick, real quick. Hang on. Let's hold. We're going to save this call, and we're going to play it in 2030. I hope I'm still here. And, Rick, you'll probably be sitting across from me by then. How's that sound?
I'll push back a little bit on the Stefanski thing with you, Rick. If you're a chef and somebody hands you a tin of dog food, some water, and maybe a little bit of chicken broth, you're going to have a rough go getting people to eat that. And I wonder if that's where Kevin Stefanski is right now, as you look at this roster, especially on the offensive side.
Depends on the dog food, though, doesn't it? I mean, there is gourmet dog food.
I mean, if you've ever watched The Cooking with Johnny LaRue from SCTV, you know exactly what I'm talking about with that. Like, it's a tough road to go when you don't have the ingredients.
All right, Rick, thank you. Appreciate that.
That's the one thing I'll say with Stefanski when you look on the offensive side.
Fair enough. There are two different kind of angles on this thing. So, one, Alex Wright's extension yesterday, does that give you any indication to Andrew Berry's future? Does that mean he's going to be extended? And, Dan, I don't think you had a chance to answer this, so I want you to answer this a second after I take a phone call. Is that good? Is that what you want? Hang on to that thought for a second. David is in chagrin.
How you doing, David?
Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, guys. How you doing? You know, we cheer for them no matter what. Go Browns, go Guards, go Cavs.
Absolutely.
Love them, go Cleveland.
Yeah.
They're solving problems.
Did Andrew Berry draft Alex Wright?
Yes.
So one of his earlier draft picks is now going to be extended by him, and when you put that flavor in your mouth, it tastes pretty good for this contract that he's offered him.
Yeah.
About right.
Yeah.
So now, Andrew Berry, you want to talk about whether he's on the hot seat, and you say, oh, he had a really great draft, this one draft. Really great. Maybe that'll keep him in Cleveland. Well, GM's got to do a lot of other things. So when he goes ahead and extends his early draft pick, he's showing, not only did I have a good draft here, we're extending lasting pieces of our team based on my drafts in the past. He's trying to pad his resume and look good in more ways than just I had a good draft. So he's actually patting himself on the back with this extension. I don't think it tells anything about what the team is going to do with Andrew Berry. I think it's Andrew Berry saying, look at me. I'm a long-term guy at GM. I keep the guys here. I'm still upset Mitchell Schwartz got away. That was our right tackle.
Yeah, that wasn't that Mitchell Schwartz deal was a weird deal, man. That was goofy. Yeah. That was good. But that wasn't Andrew, though. Mitchell Schwartz wasn't Andrew, was it?
No, it wasn't him, I still think a good GM can hold on to the talent that you raise, and when they're finally getting better and a worthy, solid piece of your team, they leave. Yeah, you have to be a good GM to not just pick them, but to also keep them.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I'll buy what you're saying. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Look, if you go back and look at that Alex Wright class, who's left? Alex Wright, Jerome Ford? Who else from 22 is still on the roster? I think it's just the two of them.
Is that the JOK draft, or was JOK draft the year before?
Oh, that's a good question. I can't.
Because I still think JOK is a success.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. That's a freak situation, and I hope he's okay, and I hope he can play football again. But more than anything, I hope he lives a life of no issues. Like, that's the number one thing with JOK. So I would still call that a success with a freak injury on top of it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Is that the JOK draft, or is he 21?
No, he was 21.
He was 21.
You're off by a year.
I thought so.
But, I mean, I'll say this again. I can't remember the last time we felt this good about a draft class and the contributions that you're getting for them.
It doesn't happen. It's not that Seahawks draft. It's not that Saints draft where everybody points to in circles how everybody was great. But this is a really good foundational building block draft.
You'll have had production out of every one of the rookies that he's drafted, right? I'm just trying to think. Fannin, yes. Sanders, yes. Gabriel, yes. Sampson, yes. Judkins, yes. Graham, yes. Schlesinger, yes.
So life is a matter of framing things, right?
Yeah.
I think if we walked up to every single fan and said, hey, Andrew Berry's going to have a draft where he's only going to misfire on two picks, what would people think?
Oh, they'd be ecstatic.
And even that's up in the air. And even the two picks themselves are up in the air. We're going to see what Shedeur Sanders could do this weekend. You could sub in Dylan Sampson to that spot if you would like, whatever you prefer.
You realize that after Sanders' start, right, didn't Sampson start at the beginning of the season when Judkins was out, right?
Right, and I think he looks pretty
all
good.
All seven guys will have started at least two games.
If you walked up to a Browns fan on the street and said, hey, a draft is going to take place where everybody is going to have some kind of contribution to this team. Now, granted, the team is not good, but more than anything else, five of those guys off the rip, you're going to look at and go, yeah, that's something we can build around. You'd call that a slam dunk success.
Considering you also doubled up on two of the positions, right? You took two quarterbacks and two running backs.
Two running backs.
Mm. I feel good about this draft. In fact, I feel so good about this draft that, you know, if Barry's back next year, it's a lot of it's based on this. It's all based on this. It's based on the fact that let's see. Schlesinger's a home run, right?
Yeah, without question.
Mason Graham's been a
good
double, triple? What do you want to call it?
I think that guy is, I would call it a double right now with the chance of being a triple.
All right. Judkins is a home run.
Especially what he's been able to do to get Miles Garrett open, too.
Yeah, is Judkins a home run?
Yeah.
Triple? I'll give you a triple.
Yeah, he might be a triple.
He's a triple. Dylan Sampson's probably a...
It's just, if we're calling Carson Schlesinger a home run, I'd have to put something on that same level. You know what I mean?
Of this draft,
because Carson Schlesinger is going to probably make an all pro. He might be first or second team all pro.
All right. So he's the home run in this draft.
Oh God. Yeah.
Okay. But so I'm saying Schlesinger's a home run. Graham is, I'll give you a double.
Yeah.
You
know, I think
rounding for third.
Chance to steal third.
Judkins, same boat.
Double chance to steal third. Yeah.
Sampson's a single looking at probably second single, base.
Yeah. I like that.
Gabriel has been a single. Right, single?
Might be a guard single. Might have hit it really hard off the plate and are hustling our best.
We'll find out more about Sanders this week, right? So he's coming.
At bat still taking
he's
place.
He's coming. Yeah, he's in his first at bat. And then Fannin's probably a double runner for third. Yep. So, I don't know.
That's a successful draft.
I gotta tell you, that's a lot better than what the Indians are hitting right now. I'm sorry, the Guardians are hitting right now.
Heck yeah. You look at this. The win-loss record is always going to hold against Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And it should. But if you look at the way that this draft has gone, it makes a lot of sense to bring that guy back. Though he has his misfire. Trust me, drafting Cade York in the third round still makes me want to barf. Like, that still is inexcusable. You don't draft kickers. And especially, you don't draft kickers high. Like, there's stuff in there that's mind-numbing. But he's got some stuff on the other side of the resume that looks pretty good. Or the other side of the ledger, I should say.
Yeah, all right, let's do this.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Will in Brunswick.
I'm going to start off with like a controversy little take here. So it's crazy that every time we refer to the Browns, we think about baseball, and yet this is supposedly a Browns football town. But anyways.
I was going to go blue chip, red chip, and go poker on people, but I thought that just confused people more.
No, it's too confusing. Yeah.
So I'm a chef. So like if you have a box of lemons, right, then you start getting ones that are bad, if you don't pick those lemons out, the rest of them go bad. Haslam said last year, or at the beginning of the draft, or whatever it was, right before the draft, it doesn't matter what happens this year, he's not getting rid of either of them. And that's bad because Stefanski is that bad lemon or apple or whatever you want. He is the problem. You cannot continue to go 3-10 or whatever our records are, how bad they are over 3 years when coach of the year twice somehow, one being COVID year. So, like, it's just, you got to get rid of this dude. That's where we're at. Like, if we don't get rid of him, we're not going to be successful going forward.
Will, I think the guy can coach. I just think he's been handed some of the worst ingredients you can hand a chef right now. I mean, the pantry is empty.
We normally do this. Where are you, chef, at? Because I'm coming out. I want to walk in the kitchen. I just want to see you.
I brought you guys barbecue before.
Dude, you're
how
in.
How are you, dude?
Well, it doesn't matter. You want
good to talk to you again.
Based on that food alone, if you want Kevin fired, I'm with you, man. Whatever you want, you keep bringing that food. It doesn't matter.
You want me to disown my
kids? Dude, you keep bringing that food. All right, hey, kids, it was good knowing
I'll tell you what.
We had a good run for a couple decades.
Are you guys there Black Friday?
No.
We are not. We're off that day.
We're not.
How about Wednesday?
Yeah, we're back on Wednesday. Hmm?
I'll bring you guys barbecue. I'll bring you some man candy barbecue with some candy bacon and pulled pork.
All right.
Vodka barbecue sauce. I got you guys Wednesday. I will be there. I'll text you, Andy. I got your number.
Oh, great. All right. Well, sounds like a plan. Nice.
Get rid of Stefanski. That's my take.
All right. I'm not getting, Will, I'm sorry. Your food's excellent, but I'm just not ready to get rid of him, just so you know that. Thanks, Will.
you could talk me into it at the end of the year. If it is, I got a feeling it's going to be one of those where it's worded as a mutual parting of the ways. Like, I got a feeling that's how they'll end up doing it. Have you seen that guy? He's aging like a president. Kevin Stefanski. Sitting at the podium, he's aging like a president.
Yeah.
It's nuts how the guy is like, it's not, even the quick wit sarcasm isn't there the way that it used to. It just.
No, come on. It's still there. It's there. It's just, it's got to be brought out. I just think he's frustrated. I think he is.
He's so frustrated with what
he's tried everything right at this point, too.
I just look at the Stefanski thing and it just feels like it's run its course. And I think the guy is a really good coach. And I think he's really smart. And I think he will be successful. It's just run its course. It's just enough.
Let's go. Jim and Strongs. This will be interesting. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Jim. I can't believe I got to follow a barbecue guy because that's like the worst lead-in ever.
That's true. If you can't offer the food, then I don't know about the opinion. Isn't it amazing how
some people know the way to our hearts.
Can be bought with food. Isn't that bad?
Most people, what kind of idiot am I?
Right? Most people are like, "Oh, let me give you some cash." I don't want cash. I just want something to eat.
You just disowned your children for barbecue.
Well, I mean, good barbecue.
You're gonna end up in a crooked home when they hear this.
Are you kidding? I want to be that guy's friend now. I mean, seriously.
Yes. How do you not? I mean, he's telling you what the barbecue is going to taste like, Jim. Come on. I mean, it's
Listen, guys. I heard you earlier. One, just to clarify real quick, one, I don't know that you can ignore five bad drafts and say, well, look at this draft, because when you look at the roster, we're deficient at wide receiver and offensive line and quarterback. And if we've seen one thing, Andrew Berry can't pick either of those.
You know what? No one's been able to pick wide receivers. The best wide receivers that we've had here have come in through free agency or trade, right?
Guys, the biggest point to this, though, is I think what we know now is at least one of these guys won't be around. I agree with you that friction is really good. Friction is good for every organization. But friction usually happens, then you come to some kind of conclusion and you go public all on the same page. I think, obviously, somebody on the coaching staff wanted Albert Breer to go public with the Shador redshirt thing. And so when that came out, that just confirmed for everybody that Andrew Berry traded away Joe Flacco so that Kevin couldn't play him. We've crossed over from good friction to dysfunction. And I don't know that these two individuals – You can come back next year with these guys having gone public at this point, because there were no cracks. This organization never talks. Somebody leaking that about Shador, that's a big deal, because it's the first time we've seen it with these two guys. So, no, I think we've reached the aspect of the power struggles there. Typical Cleveland Browns. Now, I think there's a power struggle there now. I think that we've reached dysfunction where they can't get on the same page on, you know, if you get the GM trading players away so the coach can't play them, you got a problem. So I don't know which one it is, but I don't think these two can come back together next year.
All right, Jim, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Have a good weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.